Okay, stop me if you've heard this before. A pro football player walks into a bar. He falls to the floor clutching his head in pain and says, "I didn't see that coming." True story. Although maybe, just maybe, it would be more accurate to say the iron rod walked into the football player, but I'm telling it my way. I managed to kick the guy in the ribs as he tried to get up, but one of his enormous hands, which I assume can only have made him good at his sport, grabbed my ankle and pulled me down to join him on the floor. It was at this point he seemed to gain the upper hand. The lumbering side of beef with legs climbed on top of me, bouncing my head off the cement twice. This did nothing for my self-esteem and probably wasn't good for the rugged attractiveness women told me I had. Did you know you actually do see stars when your head is pummeled against something so unyielding as concrete? I know it seems too cartoonish, but then there it is. I distracted my target by biting his forearm. I'm not fond of biting, but in this business you have to think quickly. As he screamed, I punched him in the throat, and he crumpled over like a stack of dimes. With Vic, as in my victim, face down, I climbed on top and began my chokehold. Frankly, I was tired of using a chokehold. So overdone and not terribly elegant. Vic struggled to get free, but unfortunately for him, he was losing strength. To my surprise, he got lucky and managed to flail out, catching me, quite to his surprise, in the gut with his elbow. I dropped him, and he scrambled backward until he hit the wall. I walked toward him slowly, for dramatic effect, of course. Stupid athlete. They always think they can handle themselves in a fight. It was true he was much larger than me, but it was also true that because of this fact, he'd never really had to fight before. For his first actual battle, he was literally fighting for his life. A brilliant irony I thought would likely be wasted on him. My fist hit him square in the face and he slid down the wall. Through the gurgling blood coursing from his nose into his mouth just seconds before I sent the broken shards of his nose piercing into his brain, he asked, "Who are you?" "Bombay. Coney Island, Bombay. Actually, you can call me Cy. I only go by Coney when I'm working as a carny. Most of the time, I prefer eliminating the middle three letters from my name. It's kind of like what I really do, which is eliminating bad people. That might sound a bit simplistic. Sorry about that. But there really is no point in analyzing it any further. I know this because I have a PhD in philosophy, and it has driven me to distraction most of my life. It is possible to overthink things now and then. After all, sometimes a cigar is just a cigar. This, however, isn't one of those times.